Welcome to Hank's Place. There's a 13th century proverb that most everyone has heard. Yes, Benjamin Franklin wrote of it this way. For the want of a nail, the shoe, a horseshoe, was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of the horse, the rider was lost. For the want of the rider, the battle was lost. For the want of the battle, the kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a horseshoe nail. In other words, one seemingly minor thing can make all the difference in life. This point was brought home to me recently as I was watching a tennis match on TV. The set score was 4-3, and in the game being played, the fellow with the 4 served to his opponent who could not return it. That would have won the game and made the set score 5-3. However, a spectator had cried out at the moment of the serve, and the point had to be replayed. The opponent fellow won the point instead and went on to win the game, making the set score 4-4. Had it been 5-3, in the next game, the match would have been won by the fellow who had been leading. But the match eventually went to a tie break, and the fellow who had originally the 3 won the match. One spectator shouting out one word cost 1 in 1 of 1 set, but it changed the outcome of the match. What will be the outcome of our match, our life here on earth? What's that one word? Will it be heaven or hell? Since the days of Adam, we've been sinful wretches, bound up in sin, creatures of wrath, unable to free ourselves, make ourselves right with God, earn our place in heaven. But by grace, God predetermined that He would accomplish salvation for us. He would pay the price to eradicate our sins. He would do all that was necessary to make us His own sons and daughters. He would even go so far as to place us in Him. So how do we avail ourselves of this wonderful salvation? What is that one thing? I think you know. Paul in Acts 16 told the Philippian jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. In Romans 10, he stated, everyone who believes in Him, in Jesus Christ, shall never be put to shame. Jesus Himself told the disciples in Mark 11 to have faith in God, and He challenged them about their faith in Him after rescuing them from the violent storm on the Sea of Galilee in Mark 4. The writer of Hebrews spends all of chapter 11 focused on those who found favor with God because of their faith in God. That one word, Jesus, spoken in faith as Savior, Jesus as Lord. Ha! It's the one word, my friend. And if you haven't already, do so now. Call out to Jesus in faith. You'll come alive.